With the regular Hockey League season drawing to a close, Wilmslow Hockey Club are this week's Cheshire's Silt 106.9 Club of the Week. The club dates all the way back to 1896 and has continued to grow in size, with big things planned at Wilmslow Phoenix Sports Club. Their club president is Steve Kinsella, who first joined the club in 1963, and he's been part of the club ever since.
The first record, the first authenticated record of a Wilmslow Hockey Club, which is a photograph which is in our foyer, taken in the 1800s, is believed to be taken on the Wilmslow's rectory field. And unfortunately, there wasn't continuity of the men's club at all. And so the men's club reformed as Wilmslow Hockey Club in 1949. The ladies' club separately had a history going back to before the wars, and they were wandering around looking for a permanent home. At the same time as we were invited to take residence here in Stile. It was the council sort of offered us the lease to a sizeable plot of land at Stile, and with the money we'd sort of saved up, we built ourselves a basic clubhouse and cleared three hockey pitches, and we were able to then invite the ladies to come along and join us.
You've been involved now for the club for over 50 years. Yep. What is it that's made you stick here?
It's the fact that it's been a family club. It's never been an elitist club. We've had our moments in the sun, but it's as long as we've had some juniors coming through and their families become part of the club. And you can come down and you can see generations, you can meet generations of people. I mean, one of my granddaughters has played in goal, for instance, around about the same time I was still playing for the fourth team. So, you know, you do see, that's the attraction, is coming in and seeing the families.
How's the club grown from when you first started? Because now it's got like 10 senior teams, yeah, mixed teams, veterans teams, masters teams. What was it like back when you joined, and how have you seen it grow in those years since?
It grew sort of naturally. One of the attractions to it was the fact that we did believe in having our own facilities, and there's no doubt about it, no matter what state it's in, having your own clubhouse and ground does attract people, so that gets things growing. And the other big boost we had was back in 2005, when we decided that the club was never not going to prosper unless it had an AstroTurf pitch, because hockey went from being a grass pitch game to being AstroTurf. And so we started to raise money for an AstroTurf. Of course, that was a big undertaking. $380,000 we had to raise. And we sort of set about it, and we eventually, one of our members, my predecessor as president, the late Jim Barrow, he gave us a very generous donation, and the half marathon, the good old half marathon, is a bit of money. And apart from that, the rest of us all dipped our hands in our pockets. I mean, I hope that my wife never finds out how much I donated, because she would have a fit. So eventually we got there, and once we built an AstroTurf pitch, the membership boomed, you know, because having our own AstroTurf pitch there and the own clubhouse, and other clubs were having to rent AstroTurf pitches all over the place, and that really set the membership boomed. And it's sort of stayed like that ever since.
You mentioned about the money that you put in. I think that just shows you, doesn't it, how much this club means to you. It means, yeah, an awful lot.
Yes, it does. It's been, it has been a very fundamental part of my life. I mean, I remember it when I was a teenager, before I went to university, and the members there, I learned so much about growing up. I'm not saying that some of the things they were teaching me were necessary life arts, but teaching me respect for beer and things like that. But I learned an awful lot from being in that environment, and they were good sort of guidance. And so, you know, when I came back from university, you know, I was able to say, yeah, I can put back now. I can do likewise to other people. And I've enjoyed, you know, if you like, growing. Some of the youngsters here, it sounds stupid, really, but you do set an example for them. And then you see them turn into fine young men and women. And it's good. Makes it worthwhile.
Like any club, I guess, there's going to be those, the highs and lows, I guess, of any club you've experienced. I guess you probably experienced the fair few. In your time here, I guess this moment now, where do you see the club currently?
I mean, it's funny because the lacrosse are also, they go up and down and up and down. I mean, our fellows, we have Wimslow Lacrosse Club, which is part of the Phoenix Sports Club, share the facilities. And it wasn't all that long ago when they were the not only the British champions, they were European champions. And remember, we all went over to Hamburg to watch them win the European Cup. So there they were, once upon a time, European champions. And now they've dropped into the second division. Now, you know, we've also had ups and downs and ups and downs. And a couple of years ago, before COVID, we had our best ever team. You know, we went as high as we could in the league system. We went into a realm playing against the senior clubs in that we never ever would have thought we were ever going to do. Unfortunately, we were doing so well that one of the big clubs decided that he'd come along and poach our coach and a lot of our players. So, you know, we've come down again. I mean, we won't get relegated this year, but we'll be in probably the bottom half of the league. But, you know, that's life. You know, we just build up again now. The ladies, I have to say, don't have the same issue. They're doing fine. They are cruising along nicely. They had a promotion a few years ago, then they went down again, but they're now back up, and the four ladies teams are all doing well.
Match days are certainly busy for Wilmslow, with 10 senior teams. The women's ones play in Division 1 of the North West Hockey League, and they extended their unbeaten run to 5 games with a 1-0 victory over Didsbury Greys last weekend. Their captain is Amy Bracegirdle.
I've been at Wilmslow Hockey Club since I was 7 years old, so I've been here about 14 years now. And yeah, I just was brought up through the club and I've come up through the ranks, and now I'm first team captain. I saw it through the Olympics when I was young and I thought that looked like a really cool sport for me. Wasn't really into, you know, football and other things, so decided to give it a go. And then ever since I've stayed and just progressed through the ranks, and yeah, it's a really supportive club, really involving. It's got a really good junior setup and they promote you to try and play at the highest level you can do. You often end up with like club mentors, so we often have like older players that like to kind of mentor you and take you under their wing, who have been here for 40, 50 years even. So, and all the other men's side will get involved and they'll help coach you and support you, and everybody on a Saturday gets down and watches each other and tries to cheer each other on and keep the ethos high and keep the momentum going.
What have you enjoyed the most about it, and what's kind of made you stick at it?
I think just the social side of it as well. Like, we're a really sociable club, so we always have different socials on throughout the year, and no matter what your age, you were always involved and invited to come, whether it was with a parent or, you know, with your friends. And on a Tuesday night, it's more of a get together and have a good time as well as doing some sports, so it was really good for like my mental health and my physical health, so I really enjoyed it in that sense. We're really good friends on and off the pitch, and I think that runs through the club. So even if next week I had to play for the second team, you can just slot right in because everybody knows who you are and everyone gets on with each other, so it's a really nice, like, happy family ethos here.
This season, how are you reflecting it? Because you won the Cheshire Plate just the end of, well, the back end of the calendar year in 2022.
We did, yeah. And we came third in the North West competition at the very start of the season, before the season kicked off. So that was really good. And then at the moment, we're about fourth in the league after today's win. So hopefully we're just sitting comfortably top end of the table, and hopefully next season we'll push for promotion again.
Is that kind of the real aim now?
Yeah, so this aim at the moment is just to try and help the juniors and try and give them as much game time as possible with the support of the seniors for the rest of the season. And then hopefully next season we'll push to be top two and hopefully get promoted next season.
I guess we've already seen this lately. I think this is now, you're unbeaten now in five games.
Yeah, we're one draw, marching on.
And I think that just shows you the development and the coaching. It's really, really working.
Yeah, and we had a new coach this season, so I think the change in coach has helped. Last season was just a struggle because of a COVID reshuffle in the leagues. But this season, no, we've already clicked together, and it's really nice ethos within the team. And even if someone's not available that week, we train as a ones and twos squad, so a twos player can always slot up, and they know how we play. And we play the same formation, the same press with the first and second team. So if there's any changes, we just swap in and out, and it's really fluid.
How important do you think that is? Do you think that's important to get that pathway all the way through the club?
Yeah, I think it's really important, because then even juniors, if they start on the third and fourth team and they come in at the age of 13, as they build up throughout the club, they know how we all play and the different formations. And hopefully next season, again, if we do have to change formation slightly, it's just replicated down so everyone plays in a similar style.
What have you got out of playing this sport and being here at Wilmslow?
Loads. I used to play for school, and that also opened up opportunities within school. So I've been down to Lee Valley in London, and I've played on the Olympic pitch there, so it's opened up loads of opportunities there. When I was younger here, I played for the under 18s, and we went to a cup down to Oxford, so in a national competition. And then with the girls, even if we'll play at the end of this last academic year, we played in Carlisle, so we all stayed over the night, you know, and we just formed really nice friendships, so it's really, really nice.
Obviously, the Great Britain women's team winning in Rio, I think it was. Sam Cracker then came down.
Yeah, she came down and opened the clubhouse up. So yeah, I met her. That was really nice. So, and I think as well, like having different people that are local to the area that you know that have had great success as well, it's really nice to see that as well. So, and some of our juniors as well, they've pushed through the England side and represented North of England as well. So yeah, the training here is really helping them as well.
Then the Commonwealth Games, obviously success last year. How important do you think it is for these type of medal moments, I guess, were the very best way to describe them, for the sport of hockey? Because sadly, perhaps doesn't receive the recognition it deserves on TV.
Yeah,
apart
definitely.
From these two-year cycles, just how important.
Yeah, I think it's really important, because not many people would naturally, you know, tend to go to hockey or favour hockey. Most people would favour, you know, football or netball or other things. And I think hockey's a really important sport. I think for everyone to get involved, I think the amount of coverage they get on the Commonwealth and Olympic Games is massive, because suddenly you get more people trailing in as well and dripping through. And I think they suddenly like pick up a hockey stick and think, actually, you know, this is a really good laugh. I can let off a bit of steam at the weekend and have a great time with some friends.
Obviously, there's many sports out there, many we feature here on Sub 106.9. Why this sport? Why should people get involved in this sport?
I think this sport's more of a team sport, you know, more than anything else. You know, I think the camaraderie on and off the pitch is evident. The clubhouse is absolutely brilliant. You know, everyone will come together. We'll all come back out, support each other. I think you find a real family within the group, and friends that you'll go outside of hockey and see outside of hockey, friends that support each other. And you don't just get young people, you get people of every age group. You know, so we've got an over 45s team, we've got an over 50s team, we've got women that are representing England at an over 50 level, you know. So everybody plays throughout their whole life. And once you kind of get here, you kind of just get sucked in and stay, because I think the like camaraderie and the ethos here is so nice that you just, once you're in sort of thing.
You're clearly very passionate about the club.
Yeah,
the love for the Tangerine Army, or whatever. Yeah. you want to call them.
Yeah.
I bet if you cut yourself, I bet you literally would
bleed orange.
Yeah. I think that just shows you absolutely love this club, don't
definitely.
You?
Definitely, yeah. I think growing up, and I went away to university and came back, and, you know, the club hadn't changed. The same faces were still here. But, you know, there was a few new people that had come through. But other than that, you've still got the same people that live and breathe for the club, and they'll do as much as they can for the club. So, yeah, it's brilliant. Come down, women's on Tuesday nights, men's on Wednesday nights. Come down, get involved. We're an absolutely lovely bunch. And, you know, you don't have to pay to start off with. You can just trial it out. And if you like it, you know, join us. And I promise you probably won't leave.
This was a sentiment also shared by men's ones player Steve Edmonds, who after playing for different clubs has found the club where he now feels at home. He's part of the men's ones, who play in the North West Hockey Premier Division.
I've played since I was about 14. It was a motivational teacher, really, that got me into the game. It was a choice between football and hockey, and he insisted that I should go the hockey route. So yeah, it's a great sport and a brilliant club to be at.
What is it that's made you stick at it just for so long now?
I think sort of team camaraderie, you know, being part of an active social sporting group is really important, I think. Gives a lot of attributes to, you know, young children in the club. We're a family club, it's a good place to be. I've played for various clubs in the south of England, where I originally started playing. For Brighton, was my first club, and I've gradually moved further north. I played for the University of Birmingham in National League. I've played for Brooklands, which are a large club in the northwest. But I think Wilmslow is it's where I'll stay. and it's certainly a great place for anyone looking to get into the sport to join.
What's the best thing about this club?
I think the social element to it and the family environment. So we certainly cater for adults with children, and it's on a Saturday, it's a brilliant atmosphere in the club. There's always loads of children around, and they're all looked after. So as a parent, for me, that's quite comforting. And just generally, it's a good group of lads. And this season in particular, with the first team, I think we've probably never had such a good group together. I think at the start of the season, it was very disappointing. A few players who were bleeding tangerine didn't quite stick about, which was disappointing. But we've moved forward, and I think we couldn't have dreamt where we are now in terms of points. I think we're on 17 points now. We're close to staying up, which would just probably be one of the greatest achievements that we've had as a first team, I think, for the group of players we've got. I think we had 7 or 8 step up from the second team, and we've competed in most games, and I think we're unlucky today to not get the 3 points. I think we go into each game really with a mindset of first things first is we want to enjoy it, and then I think the competitiveness gets to us within a game. We've got some really experienced players, so we're not a young side by any stretch of the imagination. I think our average age is north of 30, which is not ideal, but I think we've adapted to the league well. There's probably most of the players in the team haven't played at this level, and they've been fantastic this season. They really have, and I think that team spirit that we've got is great. There's been a lot of people that put some hard work in. Ben as first team captain, Dorse as club captain, and Matt stepping into coach has been really good. But like I said, I just think it's such a good group of players, and hopefully everyone sticks about next year and we can regroup, hopefully recruit a few more, and push forward.
I guess from your perspective as well, I believe you also had a bit of a spell of coaching the team, as being a player coach, and now you're focusing on the playing side.
Yes, so I came to the club all those years ago originally as a coach, and then I joined as a player coach, and things moved forward, and I stepped back just to concentrate on playing, family, commitments and stuff really. But at the beginning of this season, we didn't have a coach, so I stepped up again just to help and try and just get a little bit of consistency with the coaching that we were having here. But fortunately, again, I can step back and just concentrate on playing, because I'm certainly not getting any younger. So it's quite nice just to focus on playing and have someone on the sideline helping us out and giving good quality coaching on a Wednesday.
You mentioned that this is probably the club for you now, for however long you kind of carry on playing for. What is it that gives you that kind of feeling? What is it that you think you've found in Wilmslow that's made you want to stay?
I think I've probably got some of the best friends that I've got here now. And that's important for me, is to have that social element. But like I said, it's the twofold thing of my children being able to come on a Saturday and seeing the camaraderie and the hard work and the physical activity. I just think it's such a good environment to be around. We're very fortunate that we've got a top quality facilities with a pitch and a clubhouse next to each other, which is rare in hockey. Normally it's a school or shared pitch somewhere. So again, we have a lot to offer here at Wilmslow.
What's your message to anybody? You said that hopefully you'd be able to recruit maybe a few people. If anybody's listening to this, what's your message about potentially getting involved in hockey, or even if it's not potentially playing in a senior team, just to enjoy the sport?
Definitely, give it a go. I think there's always a team for any level, whether you're a beginner or an experienced player. And I think it's if maybe you've stopped playing and you're thinking, shall I, give it a go. Over the summer, we have lots of summer league hockey that you can get involved with, some more social, some more competitive. So there's always, I think that's the thing with hockey and sports clubs in general like this, is there's always a spot for somebody, regardless of your ability, to get involved, and you'll be welcomed and made to feel part of the club.
The club has a number of dedicated coaches and volunteers, with Vice Chair Louise Broom receiving recognition for the contribution she's made since joining the club 30 years ago. Louise was recognised at the UK Coaching Hero Awards in 2021 and more recently received a Lifetime Achievement Award from Cheshire Hockey Association.
When I first started, we were 1.5 ladies teams, 2 ladies teams, 2 men's teams, and then we've got sort of 5 ladies teams, 5 men's teams, and with a thriving junior section. When I started, there wasn't a junior section, and the junior section now is really quite big.
What do you put that down to? Why do you think it has been? Is it the success of the national teams, for example, in Rio, in the Commonwealth Games? What would you put that down to?
Probably the volunteers and the enthusiasm of the people that sort of coach the kids on a week-to-week basis. You know, if the coach is enthusiastic, the kids are going to be enthusiastic and they'll stay with it, won't they? You know, and it's all about sort of nurturing them and showing them that you value them.
Obviously, showing enthusiasm, the coaching side. Obviously, yourself have been recognised with a couple of awards. What did it mean to you to win the Coaching Hero Awards, particularly to be presented it by Princess Anne?
Well, I was thrilled. I was quite sort of humbled to be nominated, to be honest, against such other great, you know, great people. But it was just really, it was nice for me to have recognition for all the time and effort I've put in over the years at Wormsley Hockey Club. You know, just doing something that I love, you know, and just getting the feedback from the kids.
And it was particularly around COVID, which I imagine was a challenging
was,
time
yeah,
for the club.
Yeah.
And you were very much, just tell us a little bit about what you kind of did, because that was praised within the kind of nomination and yeah. what the award said, because it was very much, it seemed to be trying to create that social value to get on a pitch.
Online, that's right, online. It was just sort of trying to sort of keep everybody together, really, just keep the buzz going so that, you know, we were all together. Even though we couldn't be together on the pitch, we could still be together in the great ether. You know, we were still there and we still all cared about each other. We had each other's backs and we were just sort of, you know, creating other channels to sort of still interact with the sport, but in the virtual world, which was, yeah, it was good and everybody really enjoyed it. They all bought into it, so that was fine.
And it seems to me that a big element for yourself as well is creating that fun side, because I think when you returned, you did like a grand national match inter-club friendly. Do you want to tell us about that? And is that something that you're kind of keen to do, bring that fun element into?
Yes, it was just all about getting people out sort of wanting to socialise again and just have a bit of fun. And it just happened to be grand national weekend, so it's like, let's all put our fancy hats on, get on the pitch and play some hockey. We love playing hockey. It's grand national today, let's just go for it. And that's what we did, and everybody really enjoyed it. And just really, you know, lots of people came out that were a little bit hesitant about coming up, but because they felt that they felt safe, I think they thought it was a safe environment to come into, because we all cared about each other and we would look out for each other, because that's what you do in a team, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then last year you won the Cheshire Hockey Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
Which I think this shows you, I know you probably don't want to hear all this, but I think this shows you the impact that you've made on so many people. In terms of what is it that brings you out week after week after week, and you dedicate so much time of your time to this club and the sport? What is it that keeps you dedicated? And
I just love playing hockey, and I just love being around hockey, and I just want people to have the same passion for me for my sport, so it doesn't die. You know, I just want to have it longevity for my own grandchildren, great grandchildren beyond that. I just want hockey to keep going and to keep growing, really, where we can. You know, because it just seems to be a minority sport in some respect from a money point of view. But you know, while ever we can do it at grassroots, it's great, and just getting people out playing, it's just good for you.
What have you got out of being involved in this sport?
Well, it gets me out of bed on a Saturday morning. I look forward to it. I'm excited. I get the buzz from the fact that I'm going to go and umpire a game to help facilitate. I'm going to go and watch a game to cheer my mates on. And then I'm going to play a game that I'm going to enjoy, hopefully winning. I like interacting with people. I like helping people and just delivering the sport, really.
It's difficult, isn't it? What's the best thing about this club?
The family feel, the feel that you can come in and everybody really enjoy, everyone knows each other and everybody sort of looks out for each other, and we just, you know, we just get on and just have fun, basically. You know, just have fun on the pitch and off the pitch.
There's obviously loads of different sports out there. Why hockey? Why should they pick this sport?
It's a team sport. Everyone, yeah, you can just, it's just the range of ages that you can play with. Like, I'm playing today, and on my team, I've got a 14-year-old and a 72-year-old. You don't get that in rugby or football. You know, we include everybody, and everybody works together, and everybody just gets on. Just friendly.
As we heard from Louise, there's more to the club than what goes on the pitch. Words echoed by club president Steve Kinsella.
The social side has always been very important. I mean, we have things like race nights, quiz nights. We had a comedy night a few weeks ago. We've got the club dinner coming up. So there's always something going on from a social viewpoint. And the facilities that we've built ourselves here lend themselves to it. So, you know, we've devoted a lot of time and effort to producing the clubhouse facilities, and therefore we want it to be used. You know, obviously bar revenue is important. Bar revenue pays for an awful lot, but as a social club, we want it to be used as a social club. We get a fair bit of support from Stile community, and it also the club is used by people like Stile Over 60s Club, and so it just helps to, you know, create the ambience.
Something that really amazed me was the Legends match last year, because you had players coming in from like Finland and across Europe.
Yeah.
Again, I think that just shows you, doesn't it, the impact that this club has had on so many people.
Yeah, that was amazing when you know, the call went out and we had people sort of flying in from... Good job we've got an international airport down the road, which helps, I suppose. But people flying in from all over the place to play in this, just to take part in it. It was good, very heartwarming.
If you met someone in the street, or obviously our listeners as well, how would you describe Wilmslow to them as a club?
It's a family club. It's very much, it is a... We used to say some clubs are... I think one of our locals is a sports club with a social life. Now, we've said we're actually a social club that also plays hockey. So that's the way we describe ourselves, a social club that also plays hockey.
Fantastic. What for you is the best thing about this club?
It's the people, the families. It's the families. You know, the families that have grown up in the club. And they go away and they come back, and you're always seeing. What I like is I will sit there in there, and there's always people walking through the door who say, "Just come by, I just happen to be back for the weekend, and I've come in for a drink," you know. And it's seeing people you haven't seen, and you say, "God, who's that again?" And do you remember me? I was so high when So that's the sort of thing that you enjoy. As I say, it's the family part.
What's been some of your favourite moments and your stand-up moments from being involved in the club for the half century that you have been?
I think the probably the opening of one of the clubhouse extensions, the last clubhouse extension we had, we had an opening party, and through various contacts we got Sam Quek along to open it. And at the time, of course, she'd just won a gold medal and she'd never not been on television before, and her cousin played for Wimslow, so we were asked by her cousin, "Do you want me to get Sam to come along and open it?" She said, "Yeah, okay." So we had a wonderful party here for the opening of the extension, and as I say, we had Sam with a gold medal. That was great. It was a great party.
And I guess this club as well, it does an awful lot giving back to the community as well. It's involved, tries to involve itself within the community.
Absolutely. That is a key part of it, is that it is a community club, and the people. Well, as I say, you know, you see these people who are doing the marshalling next week for the half marathon. I mean, they're out there. That is a community event, and they're enjoying themselves being marshal. At the same time, you know, they're getting a donation for the club for doing it. And that always that gives me a lift. Seeing the cheerful, you know, people enjoying themselves and doing some good for the community and enjoying themselves at the same time. That's important.
What does the future hold for Wilmslow Hockey Club? That's the question we put to club chair Paul Boone.
Wilmslow Hockey Club are in a stage of transformation, would be my honest answer to that. And the reason I would answer that to you is that, like so many other industries, sport suffered devastating impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, sporting organisations face commercial challenges, communities lost for a time, all forms of organised sport and recreation. And we'll probably find that the true lessons of the pandemic are yet to be fully understood. And what it's actually created as part of some of the learnings and what we've got is a great sporting reset, whether we're talking here explicitly about hockey or other forms of community-based sport, lacrosse, football, rugby, you know, the list is endless. You know, it's created an opportunity for sport and for sporting teams and for recreation overall to reshape itself, to take its learnings, understand the impacts of, you know, the pandemic, which we've probably taken for granted as a part of a fabric of everyday life, to be fair. And, you know, as we say, we've suspended sport in almost all of its forms, but we found also that sport isn't resilient to the effects of the or another pandemic that might come later on. And so it requires ingenuity and it requires us to adapt to new ways of working. But really, you know, as I see it, as really important is new ways of thriving, taking account for the experiences we've had. Because prior to the pandemic, you know, the answer may have been Winslow Hockey Club was in a period of growth. But, you know, through the consolidation and the contraction and the changing and the reaction to, you know, to COVID like everybody else, it just means that we now need to make sure, like an old, like a business would, make sure we're doing the right things that sustain the growth or sustain the club, but also then take us on to a period of growth. And there are economic impacts to, you know, clubs that have gone through, all sporting clubs of all natures, has been economic impacts where we've reduced maybe the number of fixtures, we've reduced the number of you know, member base, playing base. We've reduced the number of volunteers. And so it's just about smart about how we transform and come out of this period now with a really, really focused sense of direction and outcomes that we'd be looking for. You know, and it's not us. It's not just Winslow Hockey Club. You know, this affects all of our local hockey clubs, all of our partner hockey clubs that we play in the same leagues with. Locally, but also it has national impacts and ramifications as well. As well as, you know, we could talk about, you know, community-based welfare, community-based health, taking a dip during the pandemic. People have reprioritized, refocused, and maybe the outcomes might suggest that there's been a dip in personal health and welfare and well-being as well as a result. That's probably a different conversation for another day.
Can you mention there, you describe it as a transformation kind of period for the club. Coming down to the club and seeing it for myself and hearing the passion from yourself, the committee, and just the members around the club, I think it's also a really kind of exciting time as well. And the club have got lots of exciting plans going forward as well. So what's yours and your committee's vision for the club going forward?
The vision for the club is interesting because in terms of this contraction and consolidation, we've had to sit down as a group, as a committee, with our playing base, all of them members who pay their subscriptions, all the volunteers who dedicate their time to the, you know, the successful outcomes of the club. We've had to sit down and work on who are or what are, what is Winslow Hockey Club? What are the values of the hockey club? You know, what's the purpose of the hockey club? And so before we even talk about, you know, these objectives for the actual club, we've sat down and we've figured out, you know, we've actually discussed to ourselves, you know, what is the club purpose? You know, what are those values that keep us true and honest so that all of our members can associate with them? And let me share those with you, if that's okay, Adam, is that, you know, we have values around enjoyment, which are we want everyone to enjoy the experience at the club, maintain social events with friendships, but also providing social and competitive hockey, right? We want to offer a welcome, so welcoming is our next one, offer a friendly and inclusive environment to help everyone feel at home. We aspire to growth as part of the hockey club. Inclusivity, which I'll probably touch on later on in terms of what we intend to do in terms of the growth of the club and the activities and the benefits there as well. But social and community is definitely where we're going to be anchoring part of the club, Adam.
If we were to speak again in, say, 5 years' time, Where do you hope Wilmslow Hockey Club will be by then?
The answer, I would love to be really simple, a one sentence answer, and I'm sure you would as well for editing purposes, right? But the answer itself is Wilmslow Hockey Club are on a journey, right? We know where we are. We've got the lessons that we've learned throughout the course of Steve's experience and time. We've got the lessons of the pandemic and how we need to be better, efficient, more effective at providing our sporting base the opportunity to take on the game of hockey and play it, right? So where would I like the club to be in 5 years' time? We have grand ambitions of establishing ourselves as a premier club within the area and within the sporting body, recognised as a great academy for talent development and a great academy for youth development. We want to ensure that we're we are positioned well for disability provision, providing, you know, opportunities for people who may have a range of disabilities or inabilities to take part in sports here at Wilmslow Hockey Club. We want to be able to grow that playing base, build confidence in the sport again, collectively within the community all around this area, with ambitions of enhancing the pitch. You know, we've got one pitch now. It's a wonderful pitch. I know you've seen the pitch. We've got great facilities, all self-contained. And the ambition takes us to, over the course of a period of time, which may be around 5 years, it may go slightly beyond that. But actually, you know, enhancing, you know, the capabilities of the grounds, another pitch, bigger clubhouse, changing rooms, bar, social area, all of that kind of stuff. But for me, you know, it's that first step on the journey. We've taken it already. We are now making massive strides towards those ambitions and goals, which come later on in terms of, you know, planning permission for a second pitch. We're now starting to embed our coaching personnel to have great experience and provide good coaching, which is a really good foundational thing for helping a club grow. People come because of the coaching standards. And then from there, the people will come and we'll be able to enhance and grow from there. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is seeing where we are on that part of the journey. There's no deadlines involved here. You know, we take our lessons and we just make sure that we adapt our plan as we go, which will lead us to success.
So what's your message to anybody about getting involved kind of in this club, whether that's as a player, volunteer, or just to want to come down and support the club?
Wilmslow Hockey Club do have a website. Just type into Google Wilmslow Hockey Club. We have a very, very good website that will inform you how to get in touch with the club and the members of the club, where we are, what we're up to. It's maintained regularly. You know, we are, you know, really engaging in terms of, you know, messaging and picking up messages. People are welcome to come down and see what's going on at the clubhouse. What we have a stand. Not very many hockey clubs have stands. You know, we have about 70 or 80 seats available. There's a bar, there's a clubhouse. So, you know, please come down, you know, and more importantly, just have the conversation. You know, it's a two-way thing. I have a saying, which is to have a conversation is to have a relationship. And if you're not having a conversation, then you're not in the relationship. So let's start a conversation. If you want to come down, and we'll start it from there. And everybody's welcome. Your station.